Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
This is my favorite story of the day. A man in South Carolina is accused of robbing a store with a gun-shaped controller from the 1980s Nintendo game Duck Hunt.
Yeah. Very convincing.
David Joseph D'Alessandro was arrested following the report incident at a Quick Stop convenience store. D'Alessandro is accused of walking into the store around 5:45 p.m. Tuesday wearing a mask, wig, hoodie, sweatshirts, and carrying the spray-painted Nintendo game pistol.
I love that.
The suspect showed the clerk the fake gun in the waistband of his pants and then demanded money from the cash register. The sheriff's office said roughly $300 was taken from the register. D'Alessandro was located in a Dollar General store parking lot down the street with the Duck Hunt pistol in his pants. And he was arrested and booked into the...
Did the guy laugh at him like the...
Yes.
York County Detention Center. Do we have the... Do we have the laugh from that?
That was supposed to be the laugh. It says duck. I mean, dog laughing SFX.
No, it's not.
Okay. That is not.
That is not.
Mm-mm. We have a whole bunch of different ones.
Where is it?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And then you have this one.
There we go.
All right. Moving on. A rider who apparently suffered a panic attack jumped out of a log while on the Splash Mountain ride just days before it was set to be closed at Disneyland.
Oh my God. I'm out of here.
The video post.
I never trusted this log.
The video posted Monday night shows an unidentified rider walking down the ride platform after exiting one of the passenger carrying logs.
Oh, this log does not look safe.
A voice can be heard asking the person what they were doing, and the person on the platform says, "I can't. I'm seriously having a panic attack." The person who did not appear to be injured was then seen walking down some stairs and exiting the platform.
What a perfect person to bring to an amusement park.
A person said in the video, can you do that? And another voice responds saying she just did.
Well, why do we go on Screaming Night of Terror?
After 34 years, the ride closed Wednesday to be reimagined as Tiana's Bayou Adventure. An escaped inmate was taken back into custody Wednesday morning after he was recognized as he was attempting to order a hamburger. Jason Lau Conrad, who's been on the run since Tuesday morning after escaping from a transport vehicle, was captured by authorities Wednesday morning following a short foot chase in Akron, Ohio.
Yes, it's me.
So
I get this all the time.
But what's interesting is how he was caught. So the 39-year-old, or how he was found out, it was a tip from a McDonald's employee that led to his capture. Now, the employee identified the man who had pulled up in street clothes riding a bike around 8:30 a.m. from his tattoos and his limp.
That looks like a convict limp.
He reportedly tried to order a hamburger for $1, but was told the restaurant did not offer those, and then he rode off. So they seem suspicious in that he wanted a hamburger for $1.
Yeah.
They don't sell them for $1.
Yeah.
Another 911 call revealed that he was spotted riding along on...
Yeah, I just got out of jail and I'm famished.
And he was apprehended near train tracks.
Hey, we like to buy a hamburger.
The hamburger.
He's French.
All right, another story. On May 7th, TikTok user Samantha Jane Guptill shared a short video taken in line at a Florida area Dunkin' to her account that went mega viral. In the clip, which has amassed over 21 million views and 4 million likes, Guptill can be heard narrating the drive-through adventures of what may be America's most polite raccoon. So she's saying, he wants some Dunkin' Donuts. And she was waiting in line with an unidentified second person who can be heard giggling off camera after watching the raccoon approach the takeout window. The driver pulls forward a bit to get a closer look. The raccoon waits patiently at the drive-through window, just sitting there. And she's saying in the video, are they going to give him a donut? Guptill continues while watching a Dunkin' worker move around behind the counter through the drive-through window. And what Guptill and probably everyone watching the video said was not expecting or saw was not expecting the way the donut exchange went down between the raccoon and the Dunkin' worker. Using its uber dexterous fingers, the raccoon politely receives what appears to be a delicious looking vanilla frosted donut in its paws before then placing it in its mouth.
Aww.
And just, it's so adorable. It's
adorable.
We're watching it.
Yes. You guys understand now why I was feeding the raccoons Goldfish crackers out of my hands, right?
No.
It's just adorable.
So
they are. They, listen, now this is in the daytime, though.
If we haven't we learned?
Raccoon at day, run away. Yeah. Raccoon at night, it's all right.
Yep. So getting on all fours and then scurrying away into a nearby bush, likely enjoying his treat in peace.
So out of my mind rabid, but I'm dying for a donut.
Guptil repeats, oh my God, oh my God.
It is adorable.
Adorable, strange sight.
You remember that mangy raccoon we saw playing golf in Florida?
I do.
Like it was,
the raccoon was playing golf?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good, man. They got the hands.
Maybe that's why he was so mangy looking.
Yeah. Well, he had a strong grip. You
he
know,
did. But,
he's got opposable thumbs.
Yeah. But according to...
You call that a swing?
She said, he's so cute. He seemed like a regular customer, and people were just loving it. It is adorable.
Does he have the DD perks?
I don't know. He needs to get that app.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
In Washington State, a boy was lucky to escape with only cuts to his head after he actually fell down in a well.
Wow.
A crew from the fire district was called to St. Mary's Catholic Church. The 12-year-old victim reported that he had been standing on the well's concrete lid during recess when the concrete started to collapse, causing him to plummet into the hole. The well is next to a pump house in a field behind the church. Firefighters arrived and found the boy partly underwater and unable to touch the bottom. He was holding onto a plastic pipe about 20 feet down the well. Wow.
He could have been attacked by chuds.
He could have.
Yeah.
Though he had a few cuts on his head, the boy was awake and able to follow firefighters' instructions. A helmet and a life vest were lowered down for him to wear during the rescue. While firefighters monitored the air quality inside the well.
It's crazy how much of those things are out there with very flimsy coverings on them. You hear occasionally people falling down to these things that they're walking across a field and just happen to hit the wrong spot.
To get the boy out, firefighters first had to carefully remove the rest of the crumbling concrete well cover, which was connected to chains at the top of the well. They also created a rope system to pull him out, but he ended up just using a ladder that they lowered down there, and he was okay. I have a question about wells.
Yes.
If you have well water in your house, because I've known people that have, but I've never asked this question. That is filtered. You do have a filter.
Oh, yeah.
Before it gets to you, right?
We had one, yeah. And and when I lived in Phoenixville, we had to have one. And Preston, we sort of installed, like, the top-of-the-line one. It was the best water I've ever had, like, out of a faucet in my life.
How often did you have to clean out the filter?
Once a year.
System, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a Culligan.
Okay.
Hey, Culligan, man!
Exactly.
Yeah. A Canada's Wonderland fan. It's an amusement park. Is less than pleased following an unfortunate collision between the Leviathan roller coaster and a bird. Herbert Zhu boarded the coaster right after eating lunch and sat in the front row. He said, there happened to be a single slot available, and I remember thinking I didn't know if I would love the front row since the wind is so hard on your face. At the peak of one of the coaster's loops, Zhu says that the coaster collided with a bird, which he says seemed to be a pigeon. He said, I looked down and I saw blood on my hands and my face. There was a feather on my hand and feathers on the girl next to my shirt.
Oh, my God.
He said it seemed like the coaster car hit the bird and then sort of exploded on us.
This is a Fabio moment.
Yeah.
A representative for Canada's Wonderland confirmed the incident, saying that a guest had reported an incident with a bird on the Leviathan roller coaster. The condition of the bird is unknown.
It's crazy, man. When they do detonate. When I took one of those NASCAR ride-alongs at the Poconos Raceway, our car hit a bird and it just detonated.
Oh, sure. It's gone.
Did you see the footage of the girl who was on a slingshot and one of those, and he shoots you into the air?
A seagull.
And she hits a seagull.
Yeah.
It's like in her face and her neck, and she's like,
Who said some blood and also splattered in the row behind him, adding that Canada's Wonderland staff weren't very attentive to the issue until the coaster riders flagged a ride operator. He said, I asked for wipes, and they gave us those brown disposable paper towel rolls like you see in industrial schools. I wound up just washing it off in the bathroom as best I could. He said, we probably could have made a bigger deal about it, but at the same time, the kids who work at the park seemed like they had no idea what to do, and that might be an issue. No injuries of the guests were reported. Parents and students of an Illinois high school are upset after the school distributed more than 600 graduation stoles to the seniors, but they had an unfortunate misspelling on them.
Oh, no.
What makes matters worse is that the mistake wasn't noticed until after some of the students attended their graduation ceremony. So they got all the way through the ceremonies before anybody realized it. Yasir Bilal, a newly graduated student from Rich Township High School, described the moment when his family noticed the gaffe as he walked across the stage, pointing out that the word graduate was spelled graditate. You done graditated.
I can cipher real good. I know my gazintas.
They could have checked before the ceremony, he said, but they made 600 plus of them. All of them were spelled wrong.
You done graduated.
Come on.
In a letter to community members, the high school admitted that they never checked the stoles beforehand and said that they are trying to make amends by photoshopping the misspelled word from the graduation pictures. The school went on to say that the replacement sashes with correct spellings have been received and will be mailed to the graduates with their diplomas.
Julie Jerkoff, you've graduated.
Parents still expressed frustrations, including one who said the damage is done. Do we have the Julie Jerkoff
clip? Of course.
But like it's just the absolute best.
It's so good.
Hang on. I'm not going anywhere until we hear this. Hang on a second. Here we go.
We should be playing a lot.
Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
What was on her mind?
Uh-huh.
Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
I'd love to talk to her.
Yes.
Who, the lady who said it or Julie Jerkoff?
No, the lady who said it.
One more time.
Yep.
Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
And poor Julie. From now on forward, her friends.
Julie Aggressive Fisting. Excuse me.
All of her friends have to call her Julie Jerkoff.
Of course.
Julie Jerkoff.
Yeah.
Forgive me, Kirkoff.
It's just poor Julie.
She was just like, you could see the color rush out of her face.
Mm-hmm. All right. One last story, and then we will wrap it up. We will end with this one. A woman in North Carolina was able to capture two venomous snakes having sex, likely saving the lives of her dogs who were hanging out nearby. So the dogs are watching the snakes get it on, and they're venomous. I think they were copperheads.
Oh,
so
the
now viral video shows the woman enjoying a peaceful afternoon, taking her dogs out when she spots the snakes mating in her backyard. Local authorities warn... that more venomous snakes will appear as the weather gets hotter, so keep an eye out for these critters. It is pivotal to the health of humans and pets alike.
I'm not quite sure how snakes.
Yeah, I don't know where the genitals. Are and
how do they go out for drinks?
Yeah,
I witnessed and videotaped wasps doing it.
Right. How would these snakes do it? Is the question.
Although if you were to watch the video, I'm pretty sure they were having sex, but they could have been fighting.
The wasps?
Yeah.
So it didn't specifically say they were getting it on?
Well, it was my video that I took myself. It was in my driveway.
Oh.
You've never showed this to them.
Did you ask them what they were doing?
It's on my...
We're humping.
I put it on my social media. I put it on my Instagram. To me, it looked like they were getting it on.
All right.
Wasp sex, man.
Even wasps do it. All right.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.